It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining me now on the line is the pastor who's going to be helping us unpack this situation in our advice corner. And our pastor is Pastor Beatrice Tosi. Pastor Betty, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to give us advice this afternoon.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me. Good afternoon, everyone.
Thank you very much, Pastor. So I'm going to read the situation that we have been, or we have received, and then you will offer your advice. This person says, I guess this is a fluid question based on so many different factors, but it's one I find very interesting. 12 years or so ago, I was with a man for 5 years. Loved him. He broke up with me over some very wishy-washy reasons, and then 15 months later ended up blowing up my phone, begging for me to take him back and to become his wife. I was far too gone and healed by the point to consider it. Recently, I've started thinking about him again. I don't know if it is regret or just weird memories. What should I do? I'm still alone. Could he even be the one meant for me? What do about these mixed up feelings? Or what do you say about these mixed up feelings? Pastor Tosi?
This is quite interesting, you know. Especially if you have been in this dating game for a while, you've been broken up, you have been left, and then someone wants to come back to you, all that. And I'm here thinking to myself, what kind of courtship were they going through for this person to break up for a wishy-washy reason? I mean, they've been together for 5 years. Mm. And for that, I would love us to kickstart with the definition of the word courtship, so that it can help us to explain and navigate this whole scenario in a better way.
Yeah.
Now, from the Oxford Dictionary, the word courtship refers to a period during which a couple develops a romantic relationship before getting married. And in a similar way, Oxford defines courtship as a behavior that is designed to persuade someone to marry them or develop a romantic relationship with them. So with this situation that has been presented, I'm beginning to have so many questions on the behavior that was designed to persuade this lady to marry this gentleman.
Yeah.
On the Christian perspective, we define courtship as going out with someone with an effort to discover whether am I the right one that God has meant for them. It's not, are they the right one God has meant for me, but am I the right one? Am I fit for them? Right. Will they grow with me? Are they safe with me? So that when I discover I am not compatible with them, or they are not safe with me, then it's safer to break up the courtship than to break up marriage.
Yeah.
So this caller has asked the question: what do I do with these mixed up feelings?
Yeah.
Because they are now in a situation of dilemma. They don't know whether they should go for him or they should just remain alone.
Right.
But I would advise and say it's completely normal to have these mixed feelings and wonder about the past relationships, especially when they just ended up abruptly with unfinished business.
Right.
Yeah. It's also important to acknowledge her feelings. I want to believe it's a her who is, it's a she who is asking this question. So I'll keep on referring to she.
Right.
It's also important for her to acknowledge her feelings and explore them in a healthy way. And that's the key, in a very healthy way. These days, we are dealing a lot with issues of mental health, and relationships are one of the major contributors, major factors that contribute to mental health cases.
Right.
So she needs to explore them in a healthy way. And what suggestions am I going to give? I'm just going to give a few suggestions. I hope that she's listening and taking note of these suggestions.
Right.
Number one, I would advise that let her reflect on her feelings. Ask yourself, what specifically triggered or what specifically is triggering these memories that she's having these days? Is it just nostalgia or is it just regret? Is she regretting something that she didn't do or she was supposed to do or she feels like she should have done in that relationship?
Right.
Or is it just something else that is triggering these memories? And then she needs to try and understand what is it exactly that she's longing for in that
right.
relationship.
Right.
Is it the person? Is it the person that she's longing for? Is it the relationship itself? Or is it the sense of companionship?
Mm.
Now, because she's lonely, she could be longing for companionship.
Mm.
I would also advise that let her evaluate her growth after the relationship. They broke up. 15 months later, the guy wants her back. Evaluate your growth. Consider how far she has come since the breakup.
Mm.
Has she grown? Has she learned out of that relationship? Has she healed out of that relationship? Especially that it was the breakup was just out of something that I would consider not so very big, isn't it?
Mm.
So she has to consider that. Has
right.
she grown? Has she learned? Has she healed?
She says she has healed.
She has healed.
Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh. Then that's good. And then let me also advise. I was thinking about this and I said, I think I should put this on the list of the advice that I would give. Let her not idealize the past. She should remember that the reasons for the breakup and the pain caused. Not just to romanticize the relationship and overlook all these issues. What consider the reasons? What were the major reasons that caused the breakup and the pain that it caused? Would you want to go back and face the same?
Right.
Are you sure the person has changed? Are you sure yourself you are now a changed person that you're able to handle those differences if they were to come up again?
Right, right.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. I have a few questions, Mfundisi, which you could help me understand about this whole scenario. This person says 12 years or so ago I was with a man. What does with mean? I heard you defining courtship, but here she doesn't say she was in courtship with him. What does with mean? For 5 years you're with a man.
That leaves me thinking these two could have been staying together.
So
I don't know if my mind is
quick. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you, Mfundisi, that it sounds like it. For 5 years, if you count to 5 years, with the man they may have been cohabiting, right there's unholiness on both their sides, right? The man and the woman.
You have got that correctly.
And then the next sentence says, I loved him. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because moving from the premise that we as Christian, we don't talk about feelings. We are talking about God is love and love is God. And if God is love, then love never dies. There never comes a time when you're saying, I love my wife and then I no longer love my wife. If you love, it's permanent. How is it that she says she has moved on? How do you move on from love? Where in the Bible do we ever learn of somebody who falls out of love? I'm not quite sure what this person is talking about when she says, I loved him. Do you see my confusion, Mfundisi?
I'm also confused. It feels like the commitment was not given fully to this relationship.
And
it was given based on,
feelings.
Yeah.
And then this person says, he broke up with me over some very wishy-washy reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure what wishy-washy is. When you say he broke up with me over wishy-washy reasons, the Bible doesn't give any reasons to end a marriage or, shall I say, being affianced. For example, we have Joseph and Mary who were not married, but they were affianced. Mm-hmm. right? They were betrothed, yes, one to another. They were yet to be married. And Joseph, after hearing that Mary is pregnant, wanted to divorce her secretly, right? Surely, yes, that is not a wishy-washy reason. And no, yet he wanted to break up with her for that reason. I'm curious, for her, what would constitute a wishy-washy reason to end our fiance? Assuming perhaps it is as noble, because I was very touched when you elevated it to the level of courtship. I thought, yeah, now that's a pastor speaking. She's expecting them to be holy. If they were in courtship, like Joseph and Mary, surely there are no reasons whatsoever to end a marriage unless there was an infidelity.
That's correct. And when you look at just he broke up with me over some very wishy-washy reasons.
Right.
It shows already that there was no accountability.
Okay.
To either one, to God himself.
Right, right.
And also to the society, neither to the family members.
Right.
So this relationship was just between the two of them. So they were at liberty to get into a relationship and then break out of the relationship just at whatever point they want.
Absolutely, because there was no holiness to begin with there. And then this person goes on to say, I was far too gone. What does that mean? Was she in another relationship? What does I was far too gone mean?
I think they had just decided to move on.
Right.
And not to think about this person they were in a relationship with.
Right, right. And then she says,
like she had erased all the memories and the feelings that she had for
okay,
him.
Okay, okay. And then she says, and healed. If she's healed, why is she bringing up a record of this man's wrongs? Surely we know love does not keep a record of wrongs. Then why is she bringing back all these wrongs? She's recorded them for us to read here, which means she has not yet forgiven this man. Which means she never loved him. If she's keeping a record, what she said at the beginning, that I loved him, she's not telling the truth, because love does not keep a record of wrongs.
It doesn't keep. And I think she has not gone through the famous love chapter in the Bible.
Right.
Love suffers long.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Mfundis.
It does not keep a record of wrongs. It's not selfish.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So all of this here appears to be a bit of a quandary that perhaps we would like to invite you for a longer period of time to talk about relationships as we construct them today. This, to me, when I read it, seemed so far removed from what we claim to be about as Christians. It seemed so today-esque. The relationships we see, these wishy-washy relationships. When I saw the phrase wishy-washy, I thought it was not just him who's wishy-washy. This whole scenario that is painted here is wishy-washy. And then her final questions there just made me wonder even more. What should I do? If she believes that this man is prone to wishy-washy reasons, it should be clear. He's going to leave you again for wishy-washy reasons, but you're still doubting.
And exactly.
Then she says, I am still alone. Could he have been the one meant for me? So she believes this man left her for wishy-washy reasons, but she thinks he still might be the one meant for her.
I think this is the confusion that most young ladies are dealing with in this generation.
Right, right.
You know, we always get to think, what if I lose this one? Will I find someone else?
Indeed, indeed.
Is there someone better than they are?
Yes.
And so, this is where we see most young people getting themselves into marriages.
Absolutely.
That will not last because they are afraid of. Is there someone better? Is there a better offer in the future?
Absolutely, Mfundis. Absolutely. And then the final question for me, Mfundis, it just blew my mind, which explained everything that I was asking about, Mfundis. She says, what do I do about these mixed up feelings? So this lady is basing everything she says on feelings. And yet the Bible teaches us not to do that. The heart is deceitful above all things and exceedingly wicked. So everything she has said here was based on her feelings. Things that we know are fleeting. Today you feel good, tomorrow you feel bad. Why should she even be considered for marriage if she bases things on feelings? It seemed as though there's a big problem with her because she's basing relationships on feelings, not on principles, not on the will and the way of God. I thought there's something there I am missing as a person reading this. But then again, I'm not a pastor, Mfundisi, I'm just a journalist. So I'm curious, Mfundisi, my questions here, am I mean? It seems as though there's something wrong with any person who's going to base a marriage decision on feelings.
That means if you wake up and you're not happy with that marriage or that arrangement,
you're going to leave.
You walk out.
Exactly,
Mfundisi. You're going to
leave. Yes.
And this leaves me, I wouldn't want to go without mentioning this quotation that just came to my mind from the book Adventist Home by Ellen White.
Yes, of course.
I may not be so specific with the chapter, the book page and the paragraph, but she mentioned something to do with trifling of hearts.
Okay.
I think this is the whole scenario here.
Right.
You fall in love with someone and then you just break up with them. And then the next moment you want to come back for them.
Yes.
That leaves us to think this gentleman has experienced out there. He has sampled out with many other ladies. And then he comes to a point, so I think the one I had before is better than this. Let me just go back.
And she still doubts that kind of a person. She's wondering, maybe he's meant for her. That kind of a person, she thinks could be the one for her, meant for her.
And Ellen White puts it to say, to trifle with hearts is a crime of no small magnitude in the sight of God.
Yeah.
A holy... for how long?
Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
And yet some will show preference for young ladies and call out their affections and then go their way and forget all about the words they've spoken and their effect. This is what young men are doing there out there to our young. This is where we arrive to such a situation.
Yeah. So can I ask one last question, Funis, and then I can ask you to pray for this person. Is there any dating in the Bible?
Yes, there is dating in the Bible. Of course, you will not find the word dating in the Bible, but there are cases we have seen people who have dated.
Do you want to give us a few examples, perhaps, of those people who are dating in the Bible?
We have the one that you have just mentioned, Joseph and Mary.
So you believe they were dating?
Yes, before they got married. Then they were betrothed. Then later on, there was a marriage.
Yeah.
We also see some arranged marriages.
No, just dating, not arranged. I know about arranged marriages. I'm just curious. Christians today seem so comfortable with dating. They insist on dating. And I'm wondering where we get this from. There is no mention of dating. There is no practice of dating. There is no allusions to dating. And you are talking about betrothal. Betrothal is not the same thing as dating.
No.
So do we have any examples in Scripture of dating? Not betrothal, but dating.
Not one that I've come across.
Yeah.
And I would still love also to hear from someone if they can give an allusion of one.
Yeah, me too, Mfundisi. I, Nkosi Mfundisi, thank you very much. Please pray for this person and pray for me too, Mfundisi. Thank you very much. Go ahead, pray, Mfundisi.
Okay, thank you so much. Let us pray. Father, we are so grateful this moment that we could discuss such topics that are affecting the young people out there. And we want to believe that the person that had this question, if they are listening or if ever they will get to listen to this, they will get an insight of the relationship that they've been going through. There are so many others who are going through the same situations, same scenarios. They may not be able to know what ways to take and what steps to take. We just bring them back into your hand that, Lord, you will lead and guide them and show them the light, the path in which they need to move. And may you kindly help them through the scriptures, the searching of the scriptures, the reading of the scriptures, that you guide them to the right ways of courting. And we also pray, dear Lord, that as they seek you, may you help them to find true love in those that which they desire to be in a relationship with. in this very generation, love is blinding us, and so many young people are going astray. They are loving with comforted and covered in feelings. We just pray, Lord, that may we have the right way to love in relationships that will ultimately lead to healthy marriages that you yourself desire for us. And we also want to pray for everyone, dear Lord, who are in relationships, marriage relationships, courtship relationships, that may you help us to always do your will, and that is the intended will of God. For this we pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Pastor Betty, thank you ever so much for your advice and your time, your insights, your knowledge. It's so, so much of a blessing. We thank you, Mfundis, for your time. Please answer our call when we call again.
Thank you so much, Nyabonga Mfundin.
Thank you very much, Mfundis. That's Pastor Beatrice Tosi, who was our advisor for today. Don't miss this segment next week once again when we take another person's scenario and we have a person who's going to give advice. Hopefully the pastor will be there also and many other times to come and give some pastoral advice on these matters. It's now 9 minutes before 2. You're listening to Adventist World Radio. I'm Naye Lupondwana with you until 3 o'clock. I'm going to play you something from Sweet Symphony. I'll tell my story.
Can't stop praising him. I just can't stop praising him.